Prepare a test. Comparative test. Elisha Anavi had called Yoina ben Amitai to go tell Nevuah and be Mamlech Yehu as the Melech over Klal Yisrael. The Rabag. Wait a minute, my flight is the Rabag and the Radak. Why? What was the problem?
Just want to make sure I got
it right. Make sure you got it right. Okay, we'll get to the Ravag. Let's just continue first here. We'll get back to it. So now, just a little bit of background here before we go further. Who was Yoina ben Amitai? How many Nevuahs did Yoina ben Amitai have? Pirkei de Avot tells us, we know Yoina ben Amitai from the Navi Yoina, from Nineveh. However, he really had three Nevuahs, Yoina ben Amitai. One he had here in our parak, and the one of Nineveh. However, there was another Nevuah that Yoina ben Amitai had. Hashem told him a Nevuah to go tell the Anshei Yerushalayim that if they don't do that, he's going to destroy Yerushalayim. The Anshei Yerushalayim did tshuva, and Yerushalayim was not destroyed. However, the Pirkei de Avot says the Anoshim HaPchusim, or the Hamoinam, they said he must be an Avi Sheker, because he had a Nevuah that Yerushalayim should be destroyed, and it wasn't destroyed. Now the Hamoinam did not know that a Nevuah L'ra could change. They didn't know that. So most people understood he was an Avi Emes, but from then on, they started calling him an Avi Sheker. That's one of the reasons he's called Yoina ben Amitai from the Lashon of Emes, to show that he's a Navi Emes. And in fact, some of Parshim say that's another reason why he didn't want to go to Nineveh. And that story was because he says, no one's going to believe me anyways because they call me a Navi Sheker. So why should I even go? So Elisha sends Yoina ben Amitai here to Yehu, and we saw he came to Yehu, and he went to Ramez Gilad. Ramez Gilad was where the war was. The war was going on with Chazal there, Malach Aram. And Yehu was there. And Yehu, he took him into a room. And he said, Pasuk Vav, he said, Kayam Hashem Likei Yisrael, that I'm making you a Melech on Klal Yisrael, Bikisus Beis Achav, and so on and so forth. Benikamtiz Me'avada Revim Udmei Kol Abdei Hashem Miyadi Zevel. And you're going to take the Kama for the Avodai HaNeviim, all the Neviim Yizavel killed out. Udmei kol Avdei Hashem. And all Avdei Hashem. It sounds like from here that you don't see this very much in Malach HaMalach with Yizavel, but it's not only the Neviim that Yizavel killed out, because those are the Avodai HaNeviim. It seems Yizavel was killing out anyone who professed to be loyal to Hashem as opposed to Avodah Zarah. And not only that, the Radak points out, Udmei kol Avdei Hashem, v'Navayis b'chlalam. When we learned about Navayis, we don't really have any indication in the Psukim what Navayis was. Was he a tzaddik? Was he a regular guy? Was he a Rasha? We know that he was a victim. But, okay, we know he stood up against the Achav, according to some shot, and he didn't want to sell him the Kerem, because he told him, I'm not going to sell for Avodah Zarah. But who was he? Here says the Radak, Udmei kol Avdei Hashem, v'Navayis b'chlalam. Navayis obviously was called from Avdei Hashem. He must have been a tzaddik. Yeah?
So, I've learned around that he used to be
Okay, but that doesn't make him a tzaddik necessarily. But to be called an Eved Hashem, that's already much more of a title. Okay, and so on and so forth. He told him this. He said, "Izevel, the dogs are going to eat her." Vein kaiver, vayistach adalz vayonis, pasikir aleph. He went out, and they told him, "Adu aboha meshuga azelecha." Why did this meshuga come to you? He said, "The neviim are called meshuga because they're not at their senses." And he told them, "Atem yedatem asish vasichai." You know, ha'ish vasichai. Now, according to the Pirkei de Balaz, he was saying, "You know this navi yaina. Yaina already sees a navi sheker." Right? See, everyone knows him. He doesn't say anything that's true anyway. So what's the difference what he's saying? Now, I just want to point out, and we're going to notice this over the next parak or two, Yehu has this minig that he doesn't talk straight. Everything he says is like a riddle. He doesn't say anything that's like just, you know, direct. Here, why did he come? He doesn't say, you know, nothing. He says, "Atem yedatem esish vesichai." So they told him, "Vayomru Sheker, Hagen Nalanu." So they said, "No, you're telling us Sheker, you're hiding something from us." And they he told them, "Nevu Okem Hashem Shatzich L'Malach HaYisrael." Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a big Ashkocha process over here that they were all Makabel him, which was an unbelievable thing. This is a merid against the Melech. And they were all Makabel, and this is the pasuk we ended off with, pasuk Gimel. They took Isha. Now the minig is you put the king like on a higher, like you put his chair up higher, and that shows he's above everyone. Immediately, everyone took their baged. By Asimu Tachtov El Gerem Hamalois, there was the way they used to tell time was they used to have not like a sundial, a similar thing, but there were steps. And when the sun reached a certain step, that's how you knew what time it was. So it was an elevated place. So they put all the begadim on top of the tachtav under him, El Gerem Hamalos, and he was lifted up to this stairwell where the sun comes. So he was higher than everyone. Which is an unbelievable Ashkacha process here that the Rabbanu Shel Olam Siyat Dishmaya, that everyone was Mekabel. Now, we have to remember part of Ashkacha Hashem here was that Yehoram, the king, is not here. Even though this is where the battlefield is, but we had before Yehoram got injured. He got injured and he went to recover in Yisrael. And not only that, Ahaziah also went to visit him. Now Yehoram is Yehoram Menachem. He needs to be killed out over here. So Ahaziah is also from Mishpachas, even though Ahaziah is the son of Yehoram ben Yehoshaphat ben Asa, which is Malchi Yehuda. But as we know that his father Yehoram married the daughter of Achav. So Ahaziah was also from Beis Achav. And as you saw in Divrei Hayamim, even though in Malachim here they don't give too many details of who Yehoram was, it just says he didn't go with Derech Hashem, so Hashem didn't want to destroy him because of the priest, the Beis David. But over there in Divrei Hayamim, you saw that he wasn't such a big tzaddik, and he had a lot of Yisurim and so on and so forth. The Mefarshim wonder why in Malachim it didn't talk about that, but we're going to see as we're going to start going now in Divrei Hayamim, a lot of times we fill in the blanks from Malachim. So he also, Ahaziah, who's Melech Yehuda, also is from Beit Achav. And therefore he's also going to need to be killed out here. All of Beit Achav is going to be killed out. Ahaziah is going to be killed out too. So he has a double job here, Yehu. Hashkachas Hashem is, he makes the Merida and Ramesh Gilad with all of the generals and all the officers. The two kings happen not to be there. Even though they should be there, the war is going on, but Yehoram ben Achav is recovering, Ahaziah is visiting him. So, Pasuk Yudalet, Vayiskasher Yehu ben Yehoshaphat ben Nimshi el Yehoram. Yehu ben Yehoshaphat ben Nimshi made, Yiskasher means he made a rebellion, because when you make a rebellion, everyone ties themselves together to rebel. They all have to get together as like one unit, b'leiv echad, al Yoram to rebel against Yoram, v'yoram, and ha'yashayim ebram is gilad, hu v'cha yisam nechazom melech haram. Now, the Mefarshim say over here, it really should have said, v'yikshar, Vayikshar means he made a rebellion. Vayiskasher almost is the lashon that he was like dragged into the rebellion. Vayiskasher, it happened to him. It didn't happen to him. He made the rebellion. So the Kli Yakar says that part of Hashkochas Hashem here was that everyone here was so belev echad to make this rebellion and to get rid of Yehoram ben Achav, it was almost as if the rebellion started on its own and Yehu was dragged along to it. Yehu started the rebellion. But after that, the Hatzkama, Hashem made it that everybody just immediately agreed to it, which is Shalaika Derech HaTeva, and everyone was swept up in this rebellion as if they were the ones making the rebellion, and Yehu was just dragged along by his kasher. He was dragged along to the rebellion. It teaches us the Hashkochas Hashem here of how this took off the Lev Echad, that everyone should agree, and this is Hashem's Nekama, the beginning of his Nekama against Beit Achav. So the pasuk is repeating itself. Yoram was in Ramaz Gilad for Chazoel, but he wasn't there now. Vayasher Ramalch l'chapeh b'Yisrael. He was in Israel because he got hit. Fine. So what happens in the middle pasuk says, "Well, Vayomer Yehu." So Yehu says, "We got to go now to Ramaz Gilad and kill, take care of Yoram." So he said, "Im Yesh Nafshechem, if you really want me to be the king over you, and this should work out." No one's allowed to leave this city, because if anyone escapes this city, they might run to Yisrael and they might tell Yairim what's going on, and he'll be prepared. So if we really want this to work out, we have to keep this very controlled. So Vayirkav Yehu Vayelech Yisrael Ki Yairim Shaykhav Shama. Yehu rode and he went to Israel because that's where Yerim was. Achazah ben Yehuda, and Achazah ben Yehuda was there. Also, Melech Yehuda was there again. The Navi showing you the Ashkacha, how everybody's where they're supposed to be. So they're getting close to Israel. Now there's this guy looking out from Israel's fortified city, and there's a Taifa. The kings are here, and he's looking out. Ala Migdol Yisrael. Vayar Shifas Yehu Bevay, and he saw the troops of Yehu. Shifas is the troops of Yehu as they're coming, but he couldn't see who it was. But Yehu said, "Shifas ani roya, see troops coming." So they didn't know, were the troops coming in peace or in to attack. But Yehu heard him, "Kach rakav, take a chariot, ushlach across them, and go send them out. Yehu hashalom, and see who they are. Are they here in peace or not?" By Yehu rakav atus across this, he went out. By Yehu he said, "Kiyamar hamelech hashalom. Are you here in peace?" Vayomer Yehu, and Yehu says, "Malacha ulishalom." Again, answers in a riddle here. "Malacha ulishalom. What's to you and shalom? Soiv alachayre, go behind me." So, what does this mean? So, the Metzuda says, "Malacha ulishalom" means, "Malacha shetishal hashalom." Why are you asking hashalom? Hayim nageh b'cha hadavar. Does it have anything to do with you? Meaning to say, let's say Yoram's the king. You're the servant. Let's say I'm the king. You're the servant. So what do you care? You're either way a servant. So what's the difference if I'm here in peace or not? Malacha l'shalom means Malacha shetishal hashalom. What's the negah to you asking shalom? Go behind me and stay with me. Another pshat you could say, Malacha l'shalom. Yehu is asking him, why are you even asking if it's Shalom? Is there a reason that you're chayshish, you should suspect something? You know, you only have to ask if everything's okay if you suspect something. So Malachal l'Shalom, is there something to suspect over here that you have to even ask? Again, he's not answering the question, very vague. So again, Tzayv al-Achayre, come with me. The Kli Yakar says, according to either of these pshatim, it should have said Malacha l'shalom. What's u l'shalom? So the Kli Yakar says it's two separate things. It doesn't work very well with the truck here. But he says like this, Malacha, like what are you asking for? Ulishalim, if you want to be Lishalim, come with me. Saival Achairai, come behind me. Ulishalim goes with Saival Achairai. Not Malacha Ulishalim, Malacha pause. What are you even asking for? Ulishalim, if you want to stay alive, if you want to be Lishalim, Saival Achairai, come behind me, stay with me. So Vayagar Atsoif Elamer, so the guy's looking out and he says, Bah Malachat Haim Elayshav. The messenger went, he never came back. So Vishach Rechav Sushaini, so the king, they sent out another one. Vayavar Leham, Vayavar Kar Malach HaShalom, Vayavar Yehav Malach HaShalom, same thing, Soif Elachayre. Vayagar Atsoif Elamer, Bah Adal Leham Elayshav. Again, the second guy went and never came back. However, they were getting closer, so the Tzaifa says, Vahaminig, however, I could tell now from the troops, Kaminig Yehu ben Nimshi. It looks like the troops of Yehu ben Nimshi. Remember, Yehu was an officer, so he was the commander, he had troops and he was in charge of. So, he said, I could tell from the way they're marching and the way they're in order, and the way that they are, that this is Yehu ben Nimshi's troops. Why? Kivashi Goyinag, because the way he used to lead his troops was very not orderly. So able to tell, usually troops are very in a big seder. Yehu, I guess, for whatever reason, his troops were not like that. And the Mela, we were able to see that they looked like Yehu's troops. So now, Yehoram says as follows. Vayoymer Yehoram, Esar, I'm going to go, Esar, I'm going to saddle up. Vayasa Rikhbay, and he saddled up his troops, yeah?
No, I could go over and them, but
it just
said, like, he's like,
he like,
ran and he
like,
the little troops
like,
right?
Everything, yeah, I mean, it's like a mindset, I mean.
Right.
Yeah?
Look at what's going on.
You're so confused what's going on?
Yeah.
From where?
Last
night I saw when they made him the king. Right, so now he has to go and take care of the two kings that are existing, right?
Yeah.
Yehu. Yehoram is alive, right? He's rebelling against him. Achaziah is alive. So Yehoram, so Yehu, if he wants to be the king, he's got to go kill them. Right? So he's heading towards the city where Yehoram is, and his kavanah is to go kill him, but he doesn't want Yehoram to know. They'll be on the defense. So as Yehoram sends out each one to see who's coming, he says, listen, stay with me.
Oh, come. Okay.
Right?
Thank you.
Yeah?
Can I ask you a little bit of a side question?
Okay.
Is Yehu Achaz...
This class is becoming like Kibashi Gohin, you know? Yeah? Very random class, yeah?
Is Yehu Achaz the same as Achaz Yehu? Just based on the Dibur Hayamin that we have? Because there's also an Perkabal that doesn't have the... Zion,
that call that happened to Yehoram,
and so
the Yehoram
and
then
next page on
the Postal Prophet
of
Zion.
Yeah, I think it's the same person.
Same person?
I think so, yeah. Okay.
Just curious. I think so. Okay, so now what happens is, Vayomer Yehoram, he says, okay, now I'm going to go see what he wants. He's not letting my messengers come back. Vayetzer Rikvay, Vayetzer Har Melech Yisrael, Vachazi Melech Yehuda Ishper Rikvay, Vayetzer Likrat Yehu, Vayimtzu Bechal Kasnovet Yisraeli. So they went out. Now, the pasuk says here Vayetzer and then Vayetzu. Right. So it says Vayetzer Melech Yisrael Vachazi Melech Yehuda. He went out. Vayetzu and they went out. So the Malbim explains that the reason Yehoram went out of the city was twofold, and that's why it says Vayetzer or Vayetzu. It says it twice. And the reason is, on one side, for one reason he went out is because he wanted to see what's going on. Why is Yehu coming with his troops? However, another reason was because he was a little uneasy here. And if he has to run away, it's much easier to run away from outside the city than from inside the city. So therefore, he had two reasons why he went out. One, to see what's going on. But a second reason was, just in case it is a rebellion, he has his sus, he has his rechev, and he's ready outside the city, he could start running. Now, why the first time around does it say, Vayetzu Yehoram v'Achazio? Why didn't you say Vayetzu, they both went out? Because they didn't go out together. Yehoram went out ahead, and Achazio stuck back a little bit. Again, because they were nervous that there was something going on here, and just in case Yehoram gets captured, maybe Ahaziah will have time to escape. So, in the back of their mind, as they're going out to Yehu here, they have this backup plan that, number one, outside the city is easier to escape, and Ahaziah is a little bit farther back, just in case he has to escape. So, Vayihi kirais Yehoram es Yehu. It was when Yehoram saw Yehu, and again, he was closer than Ahaziah. Vayomer, he says, Hashalom Yehu? Is everything okay? So Yehu answers, Kedarkei v'Kodesh, Vayomer, Ma Shalom, what's Shalom? Aznuna Izevel Imchoch Shofeh HaRabim. So what does that mean? So, so the Metzudas explains, he said as follows, Ma HaShalom HaRoi. How could there be any Shalom until we pay back for the Znune Izevel Imcha, for the Averis that Izevel, your mother, did. Ukshafeh Rabim and all of her Kishuf and all of her Avodah Zarah and everything. There can't be Shalom until she is taken care of. So that's what he said. Shalom? Moa Shalom. There can't be Shalom at Znune Izevel Imcha until we take care of Znune Izevel Imcha Ukshafel HaRabim. That's what he was answering him. So, when he heard that, he realized that trouble is brewing. Vayapach Yerem Yodov Vayomis. So he turned around and he started running. Vayomer l'Ahaziah, and he gave a scream to Ahaziah, Mirma Ahaziah, Ahaziah, it's a rebellion, run. So Yehoram is turning around and he's running away. Vayehu mila yodoi bakeshes, and Yehu pulled back his hand with the bow. Vayachas Yehoram ben Zrayav, and he shot the arrow at him, and it hit Yehoram ben Zrayav between his arms. Vayetze achetzi milibay, and the arrow went straight through his heart. Vayichra birichbay, and he fell over in his chariot. Now, Chazal tell us about a Medrash in last week's parasha, in Parashas Mishpatim, that the reason that the Navi specifically says was Bein Zrayav and Milibay is for two reasons. And that is, we had with the, with Avadja, right, when, the story with Elisha, and the with the oil, right? Echad mibnei me'eshes hanivminishay anaviim, which said was Avadja, and Avadja used to support the neviim that were hidden in the mountains, the 100 neviim, and because the devil was trying to kill them, and he was an usher, he was an unbelievable rich person, Avadja, but he used all his money to support them. And eventually, he had no money left, he had to go borrow money beribis. He had to go borrow money beribis from who? From Yehoram ben Achav, from this king Yehoram. Now, Yehoram ben Achav borrowed money beribis, number one. And number two, when Avadja died, and he had nothing to pay back, so she cried to Elisha, and she said, he's going to come take my children as payment for the debt. So Yehoram ben Achav, not only was he love of Beribis, he also was Maksha Libay. He used his hands to lend Beribis, and he also hardened his heart. So Mida Keneged Mida, when he was killed, it was Bein Zrayav, between his arms, that's the simon of, because he used his hands to lend in Beribis, and also went straight out of his heart, because he hardened his heart and he did not have Rachmanis. So it's to show that Mida Keneged Mida, again, he's being killed out also because of Beis Achav, but he had his own issues too. Obviously, he wasn't a tzaddik, and the Navi specifically talks about this was the Mida Keneged Mida, Bein Zrayav and Milibay. So he dies over here. Now, he was in, they had met, the Pasuk Chavalos, it said they met in Chalkas Naves HaYisraeli. Hashkacha, that this is where it happened, in the Chalka of Naves HaYisraeli. But Yehoram started running away. So where he was killed was a little farther out, by the time the arrow hit it. So Vayomer al Bidkar Shalishai, so Yehu says to Bidkar, his Shalish is his officer, so carry him, Hashlicheyu b'chalkas de Naves Yisraelim, I mean, go get him from where he dropped dead, where I killed him, pick him up, and put him into the place of the Sod of Naves Yisraelim. And Ashkachas Hashem continues here, Ki zechar ani v'ata, do you remember, Yehu tells Bidkar, happened to me, these are the two people here, Eis reich bin samadim achrei achav aviv, how we rode after achav his father, v'ashem naso lovis hamaso hazeh, and we were there, when the next day after Navis was killed, and achav is going in the field of Navis Israeli, and we were riding after him, and Eliyahu HaNavi came and said a nevuah, hamaso hazeh, he said this nevuah, Im loyes de mei novois, ves de mei bonav risi emish num Hashem. Hashem said that I saw yesterday the blood of Novos and the blood of his children. Either because Achav killed out his children, or it means the children that he's not going to have now because he was killed. Vishilamti lecha bachelko azois num Hashem. And Eliyahu HaNavi said, Hashem said, I'm going to pay you back in this chelko. We were both there, said Yehu. We heard the nevuah. And now we're going to be Mekayim that Nevuah. Ba'atah so ashlicheyo b'chelko kidvar Hashem. Throw him, his dead body, in that place, kidvar Hashem. So what happened? So now, so Yehoram's dead, but we still have to take care of Achaziah. V'chazi melech Yehuda roh, he saw what's going on, v'yonos derech Beis Hagon, and he ran through Beis Hagon, this place, Beis Hagon, v'yir devach rav Yehu, and Yehu ran after him, v'yomer gam oisoi haku al amerkava b'malei gur asher et yivlam, v'yonos v'gidoi v'yomos sham. So, he said, Yehu said, we have to kill him too. Should make sure to kill him while he's still in his chariot because he's from Beit Achav. And where should we kill him? B'maligor asher et yivlam. In this place, Maligor asher et yivlam. Bayonis Megidai Bayomas Sham. After he was hit, in other words, they shot him, he was hit, he didn't die immediately, and he ran to a place called Megidai Bayomas Sham, and he died over there. There's a big problem there. Rashi and the Rishayim have a problem that in Divrei Hayamim, in Parakot Bey, the next paragraph that he did, it says over there the story. If you look at Rashi, he says here in Pasuk Chazayin, "With Divrei Hayamim who Aimer by Yivakesh as Achazia, they searched out Achazia while he could do, and they captured him. Who Mischabe b'Shamran, and he's hiding in Shamran. By Yiviyu El Yehu, and they brought him to Yehu." So in Divrei Hayamim, it sounds like he Taka escaped, and he hid in Shimrein, and they finally found him there, and they brought him to Yehu, and Yehu killed him. Over here it says he's running away, and in Malei Gur Asher Es Yivlam, which was a place near Yivlam, a place, they hit him. He didn't die immediately. He ran to Megidai, and he died in Megidai. So which one was it? It sounds like two stories that don't sound the same. So Rashi first tries to put them together, but then he says it doesn't. There's no real way to work them in together. So Rashi wants to say that the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim is lav dafka. The real story is the way it happens here. The pasuk in Divrei Hayamim is being meramis to something else in another reason, or maybe one of the main reasons why Achaz is Chayav Misa, besides because he is also from the family of Achav. And that is because what Achaz did was, he had taken a Sefer Torah, and he had cut out all of the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he had written in Shemus of Avodah Zarah. But he didn't do it out in the open. He was afraid of different things. Because you have to remember, he was from Malchus Yehuda, and Malchus Yehuda was much more loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Malchus Yisrael. But at the same time, since Akazi was from Mishpachas Achav, we saw, so he was Eved Avodah Zarah, and he brought it in even into Malchus Yehuda. But he was still afraid, Akazi, to do this for Rabin. So in Shimrem, he did it in a very hidden place. So that's what it means over there in Zivra Yamin, by Yitzchabe B'Shimrem, that he was hiding in Shimrem and he died. It doesn't mean to say that's where he was killed. Rather, one of his big Averas that he did was his earlier Avera of hiding in Shimrein and doing this to the Sefer Torah. So that is why Vayomais. How he dies, you'll look in Malachim for the exact details how he died. That is how Rashi learns. Yeah? Yeah, it's very it's according to Rashi, I mean.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's a good, the question is better than the answer. That's just how Rashi learned. The Radak says no, you can be miyashiv both stories together. Because when it says over here Vayom Hasham, it doesn't mean he mamish died. It means he was like unconscious, right? He was hit, then he ran to Megiddo. Vayom Hasham doesn't mean he mamish died. It means the lashon is Vayom is Libay Bekirbay. Means to say he was like he was in a coma. He was in a coma. His servants picked him up from there, carried him to Shimrein and hid him in Shimrein. Because again, Yehu wants him dead. So Yehu, if he's going to just stay there, Yehu's going to come kill him. So they hid him in Shimrein. And then Yehu's servants finally found him in Shimrein, and they brought him back to Israel to Yehu and killed him there. No, it's one straight story. In other words, the Malachim, when it says Vayom Hasham, is not the end of the story. He didn't really die there, over in our pasuk. Rather, he was almost dead. And the Vayomim, it tells us, continues the story. They picked him up from his near-dead state, brought him and hid him in Shimrein. He was still alive in Shimrein, as he was unconscious there. And Yehu's servants finally found him in Shimrein, brought his body, still alive, to Yehu in Yisrael, and he killed him in Yisrael. So, the problem of Vayom Hasham, if you just make Vayom Hasham, doesn't mean he mamish died. It means he was almost dead. You could continue the story in Divrei Hayom. That's the way the Radak would rather say that way than to say, like Rashi is forced to say, that over there is not, is Lav Dafka, it's just the Medrash of the Sefer Torah. Okay, so now he's killed. So now Yahira Menachem is killed, Achaziah is killed. Now once Achaziah was killed, his servants took him to Yerushalayim. And they buried him with his fathers in his burial place in Ir David. Now, the Mevarshim point out that in Parak Ches, when it talked about his father, Yehoram, or Yehoram, it says over there, in Parak Ches, Pasuk of Dalit, it says, Vayikavar ima vaysa v'ir David, and he was buried ima vaysa. So Rashi there says, it was in the city of David, but it wasn't Bikivres HaMalachim. It wasn't in the royal burial grounds. Over here, it says, Bikurasai im vaysa, which they say means in the burial grounds with his forefathers. So Mepharshim say, in Parak Ches, we're talking about Yehoram, again, in those psukim over there, it doesn't seem that he's such a big Rasha, but after he saw Divrei Hayamim what was going on, so Yehoram, he was the son of Yehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat was a Tzadik Gomer. The Malchus Yehuda were Tzadikim till then. So he doesn't belong being buried with them. He doesn't belong. He could be buried by Ir David, but he's not being buried with them. Because he's a Rasha. But then the question becomes, here Achaz is now going to be buried in the royal burial grounds, wasn't he a Russia too? He was, obviously. So the Mepharshim explain that it's true, but who is it a bigger taina on? It's a bigger taina on Yehoram, whose father was a Tzadik Gomer, that you're a Russia. So therefore he's a Rasha, he doesn't belong to be buried with them. Achaziah already is from his mother is from Beit Achav, and his father was a Rasha. So although he continued on that way, it wasn't so much his fault, and therefore Kobi wasn't as big a Rasha also. We put the two together, so that's why he was allowed to be buried in the burial grounds together with the Malchi Yehuda. That he was or he wasn't what? No, he was. His father, Yehoram, in Parakhas was not. So the question is, what's the difference? They're both Rishayim. And his father was a bigger Rasha, and his father was a bigger tithe on him because his father had been a tzaddik. Now Shankin here, Achaziah, he was already the second generation, so it wasn't such a big tithe on him. Okay, Melyehu's not done because he has to kill out all of Beis Achav, and he has to take care of Yizebel. Still got some work to do. Now we have to remember, Yehu is doing a taiva gedayla for Klal Yisrael. Chazal tell us, b'makom sheyesh din lemata, ein din lemailo. When things are taken care of in this world, by Bezdin or by whoever's in charge of taking care of Rishus in this world, Kadosh Baruch Hu says it was taken care of already. Beis Achav, the terrible things. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of them, it's going to be a lot worse. By Yehu coming and doing the Nevuas Hashem, what Hashem wants him to do, it sounds like he's going and just not killing everyone in rebellion. It sounds like, you know, one of these like Crusades, Middle Age stories over here. He's doing a chesed gadol for Klal Yisrael, uviyarta rami kirbecha, and b'malkam sheyesh din lamata, ein din lamayla, it takes care that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to take care of it himself. Okay, so Mishnah Tachas Esrei fine. Pasuk Lamed. Vayava Yehu Yisraelo. So Yehu comes to Israel, and he's looking for Yizebel. Yizebel Shama, and Yizebel hears that he's coming, and she heard the whole story. Vatasem Bapuchenel, and she put on her makeup. Vateitav Israisha, she fixed up her hair. She put on this fancy. Tichel on her hair, Vatashkev Barakalain, and she looked out the window here. She's looking for him, Vatashkev. The Radak says, why? Kedeshatim Sochem Beina Velo Yaharga. She figures, she makes herself look pretty, maybe she'll find favor in his eyes, and he won't kill her. The Malbim says she wants to find maybe not in the eyes of Yehu himself, but maybe one of his soldiers at least, she'll find favor in their eyes, and maybe he'll join with her, and maybe they could quell this rebellion, or at least he'll save her. It wasn't specifically for Yehu. She was still trying to maybe, she figured, you know, Yehu has all these troops, but who says everybody is really B'leiv Shalom with him? If I could, you know, find favor in the eyes of some troops, maybe we could still work things out here. Yeah?
Do we know how
old
the
whole
time?
No. Like, we should have already? No. Rashi brings a chazal. Kedesh teilechein beinei Yehu v'Yisraena. I don't know. She thought maybe he'll marry her. You know, it's one thing to find favor that she'll save him, but I mean, how like far down the line it was going to go? That I don't know. But that's what Rashi says. Okay, v'Yehu ba bashar. Now her window was facing like towards the gates of the city, and Yehu's coming to the shar. Vatimer, and she tells him, Hashalom, everything okay? Zimri Hoireg Adainov. Now, what was she trying to tell him here? So, who's Zimri Hoireg Adainov? So Zimri was a servant years earlier in Malachim Aleph, and he went and he had killed his master, the king, Ela ben Basha. So Zimri was a servant who rebelled against his king. So that's what she said to him, Zimri harig adayna, Zimri killed his master. Says the Metzuzas, what was she trying to tell him? She was trying to lick him up a little bit. Lachnifa. And she was trying to tell him, listen, you didn't do such a wrong thing. This is very common. You're not the first servant to rebel. Zimri harig adayna, Zimri also killed his master. The Metzuzas says, Uchilu ba lahakel ashmasa. You didn't do such a bad thing. Shekvar hayalay lamim is a very common thing. Uchdei lachnifay amrakein. She wants to find favor in his eyes. So again, she's the queen, and he's rebelling. But if she tells him it's not such a big deal what you're doing over here, you know, so it's a common thing, so maybe he won't kill her, and maybe he'll think she'll come over to his side. The Malbim says no. She was coming to on the attack here. And she was saying, when Zimri killed Ela ben Basha, Klai Yisrael did not join him, and they did not make him the king. Didn't work. He killed his master, but Klai Yisrael did not stand behind him. So she wanted to tell him, you think that you're going to kill your master and you're going to be the king? Zimri hareg adayna. Zimri tried this once. It didn't work. No one stood behind him, and it's not going to work for you either. So she wasn't coming to... Now especially, I just want to point this out, it's the Malbim Lishitasai. The Malbim doesn't say she was trying to find favor in his eyes. The Malbim says that she was hoping that the soldiers would come and join her. So that fits in very well. She was hoping the soldiers would come and join her, so she's still in charge here. And she's going to show them, she's going to say, it's not going to work. And this is another way of hoping that the soldiers will come to her side. The Metzuzas and Rashi and the Radak, and they were learning that she was trying to find favor in his eyes. So it makes sense. She was trying to say, don't worry, it's not such a big thing you did. It's all part of finding favor. The Malbim never said she wanted to find favor in his eyes. She was still hoping to get some of the soldiers on her side. So if you know, if she comes out with a very, very strong and saying, listen, this is going to work. So maybe some of those soldiers there are going to say, you know what, maybe we should join her. That's what she said. They're not going to stand behind you. Zimri harigas adaynav. Zimri killed his master and nobody stood behind him. Vayisa fanav al chalayim. So Yehu turns to the window. Vayomer mi iti mi. Who's with me? Meaning she had like servants with her in her palace. So he turned to them that they were standing behind and he said, anyone up there willing to join me? Vayashkifu lav shnai mishloisha sarisim. And two or three of them said, yeah, we're with you. Vayomer, so he said, Shimtua, throw out the window. Vayishmetua, and they did. Vayizmigdome lakir velasusim, and her blood spritzed on the wall and on the horses. Vayimisana, and then Yehu took his horse and trampled her. Now if you'll notice there's a Kri Niksiv here. The Kri is Shimtuha, slip her out with the hay. Shimtuhu is with the Vav is Lashon Zachar. So the Radak says it's a remes. Navais, she wanted to say was Chayev Skila because he cursed Hashem. When someone's chayv skila, not only do they stone him, they also throw him off a cliff or off of a high place. So mida keneged mida, she's also being thrown out of the window. So he told them shimtuha lashon nekeva. You know why we're throwing her out? Because shimtuhu lashon zachar, because she had done this to Navais, who was a zachar. She had thrown him. She had been mechayv him skila. So therefore lashon nekeva. She's going to get this. And we'll continue Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow.